We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your sports team got you upset? Let it out with us.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Your sports station.
Welcome back. This is a Mountain at My Gates by the group Foals, F-O-A-L-S. Another one from my sister on one of her Spotify playlists. The theme today or this week, twofold. One, play some of my sister's music. Two, turn the page from all the 1960s and 70s music that was so prevalent as my dad doled out the music to his high school classmates.
That he did, and yeah. 60s and 70s, I think, is correct.
And there was no variation. That was every day for 2 months. And that's great. I like that music, as I mentioned, but we have to move on at some point. So this is something a little different for people. And I think Foals and Mountain at My Gates is a little different. Anthony Capra, am I wrong about that?
100% right. Couldn't agree more.
Thank you. I'll ask you, did you watch the Eagles last night on ESPN? While we're asking everybody.
Who are the Eagles?
Oh, boy.
Good answer, Cap. Attaboy.
Oh, I'm kidding. No, I was driving home from the – we went out to Lake Tenkiller in Oklahoma, so I didn't get home until a little bit late last night.
Well, you'll catch it on DVR today, I'm sure.
Oh. I would check that out. I enjoy the Eagles. I would watch it. I'm a little bit upset that I missed it. But
Hey, it's on tomorrow. It's on tomorrow on ESPN2. I have to watch it.
Yes,
I just made a deal
with Jeff.
7 o'clock
on ESPN2.
I have to watch the first 10 minutes. So,
well, if it wouldn't be frowned upon, I'd invite you up for a bowl of popcorn and we could watch it together. But.
Oh, we could all do that. I have no objection to that idea.
I think he was talking to me.
Well,
Jeff.
I'll go too.
Oh, okay.
So, Cap, we were talking the last segment, and Anthony Capra is our guest, former Wichita State left-hander, about Major League Baseball and how, you know, teams are canceling workouts, guys are getting hit in the head, superstars are testing positive for coronavirus. Is it just doomed?
It feels like it. I mean, I'll wait for some good news to come out before I say anything's going to happen here. I mean, I think everybody was kind of hopeful for a while, and then, you know, it's like within the last 2 weeks, ever since Mr. Olney came out and said 5% chance they start, 0% chance they finish, it's like one bad news after another, and everything's just stacking up, and the odds are against them. And, you know, it's, I think with everything else going on, it's just like more doom and gloom.
Yeah, well, and, you know, we talked to Joel Amirno here in the last segment, and you know, talking about minor league sports and stuff, and for baseball, I can't see it going at all.
Well, they canceled minor league baseball.
Right.
I mean, they let all the players know that if you're not going to be on that, I believe it's 60 man or something like that, you know,
yeah,
where you could get called up if something happens. I mean, so those guys are just out of luck, and, you know, I can't imagine. I mean, I'm not all that far removed from the game. I know it's been a while, but I can't imagine just being told, hey, tough stuff. You've lost 1 year. You know, 1 year is a big deal for people.
Well, it's huge. I mean, you can't get those years back, especially young guys. you know, now you're having to wait longer in order to show your stuff. I mean, it's awful. It's just like kids missing out on proms and their senior years in high school ball. I mean, it's awful, and I don't know how some of these guys bounce back. I bet you a lot of them will just end up not playing, wouldn't you think?
Well, I 100% agree with you, and unfortunately, I think it's going to derail some careers. You know, I like to think of guys that, you know, are you know, let's say double A guys that, you know, just coming into their own and kind of figuring things out, starting to knock on the door, and then, boom, you lost a year. You don't even get to play. You don't get to, you know, face hitters if you're a pitcher. You don't get to face pitching if you're a hit. If you know, it's, you know, I can't imagine being in that situation where, you know, you're working your way up the ladder and it's a grind no matter what. And now you don't get 1 year. So do they remember what you did 2 years ago? Is everybody just starting from the bottom again?
Yeah, it's crazy. Anthony Capra, our guest, pitched up to AAA in the Oakland Athletics organization. So we had no less of an authority than former Astros right-hander Roy Oswalt basically say, well, if you're scared, don't play. Are you surprised? I don't mean to lead you into an answer, but that we're still saying things like that 4 months in, that this is some fear-based thing that have people second-guessing whether to play baseball among 400 other guys?
No, things like that aren't going to surprise me, because you're always going to have polar opposite ends of the spectrum. There's always going to be guys who are very cautious and very, you know, outspoken one way, and then there's always going to be guys like Oswalt who are saying, you know, if you're scared, don't play. Those guys are never going to just bite their tongue and shut up, because some guys just feed off that. Some guys live like that. You know, I think the majority of people, I feel like, are taking it serious and, you know, taking the precautions that have been put in place. And, you know, I think Major League Baseball is doing everything they can. But, you know, I think, you know, the last time I talked to you guys, you know, some guys are in a weird spot where it's almost like their hand is forced. They have to go play. So, you know, I don't envy people that are in that position. It's, you know, it's trying times, and it's stuff that we've never seen before. So, you know, but there are always going to be people like Oswalt and even the opposite who are going to be outspoken, and whether you agree with them or not, they're going to speak their mind.
Well, just switching gears a little bit, since you know, when you signed with Oakland, and now Patrick Mahomes signed, you guys signed for just about the same amount of money. What did you do with your money that you signed for with $450 million?
Well, with my $450 million, I actually made a little bit more than Mahomes. He's kind of a peasant to me now. He's chump change, but no, I can't even imagine. I mean, good for him, first of all. God, man, I can't even imagine signing for that much money and knowing what your future and your kids' future is now cemented. But, you know, I guess if I were in his shoes right now, the first thing I would do is go buy a couple houses and, you know, some property and maybe some hand sanitizer or something. But I can't imagine that much money. That's a sick amount of money.
Well, especially, you know, $140 million injury guarantee. I mean, so it doesn't matter what happens, he's getting something. But how do you feel about your Oakland Raiders having to face him for the next 10 years?
That's what I was going to say. It makes it tough in the AFC West for the next 10 years. I guess my best hope would be that, you know, the Raiders fall on their faces this year and draft Trevor Lawrence, and he becomes the next Patrick Mahomes-type quarterback, and they can compete in the West, or you know, with that big contract, they've priced themselves out of talent, and Tyreek Hill and Kelce and all their other players just go for the money somewhere else, and it's just Mahomes, a bunch of scrubs. But not looking good for the Raiders in the West for the near-term and long-term future.
Anthony Capra, our guest, it's like being in the division with the Patriots for a long time, and that lasted 20 years. I don't know if Mahomes has 20 great years in him to build a dynasty, but you're talking – you're playing for second for probably the next 10 years unless something goes haywire with this quarterback.
Yeah, and you know, hats off to the Chiefs front office for getting it done. I mean, they didn't waste any time. The guy, I think he's, what, 24, 25 years old? I mean, they locked him up, and that's to me, I consider myself an NFL guy. I don't have any football experience, but I love the NFL, and I love the way the league works. And it starts and ends with your quarterback. And if you get a talent, which is once a generational, once in a decade kind of guy like Mahomes, or, you know, used to be Aaron Rodgers or Brady, you have to lock those guys up. And the Chiefs didn't mess around. And, you know, credit to them for doing it. They Now they don't have to worry about their quarterback for the next 10 years. You know, what a great position to be in.
Cap, always appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again very soon, I'm sure. There's plenty of stuff to talk about that we didn't even hit on today. We got a pre-recorded interview with Charlie Daniels coming up next. So cut you loose for now, but you'll be back on with us in no time, I'm sure.
Sounds good. I'll get the popcorn going for tomorrow night, and I'll see you guys for the Eagles.
Happy days.
Can't wait. All right, man. Well, that guy knows how to talk to me.
Doesn't he?
All you need to do is say, yeah, watch the Eagles. I think we're friends for life at this point. Stay with us after the break. We will have a classic interview from Charlie Daniels recorded just about 7 months ago when he was coming through Wichita last December. He passed away today at the age of 83, country music icon, and we'll hear his last appearance here on KFH here in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.